Hey everyone, Scott Leonard here and today and talk about why actually being wealthy is good and something I know everyone can achieve and kind of even dive into my own challenges with wealth growing up and kind of my own epiphanies along the way. So, all right. So I grew up in a middle class suburbia family, right? So my family worked very hard for the money we earned. I also grew up with a very strong spiritual connection with God. Now, I was raised Catholic, but I was never confirmed. So my mom was very Catholic, but my dad was not so much. So as I got older, church became optional. And of course, being a teenager, I found plenty of other things to do with my time. I also never learned about entrepreneurship or starting my own business or how to grow wealth and make money other than, you work hard to earn a paycheck. Now, at a young age, I started to really resent those who had money. Many who I felt didn't work as hard as I did, yet seemed to quote unquote get all the breaks. Okay. I also recall reading the Bible verse 1 Timothy 6:10 and the King James Version that says, "For the love of money is a root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So my resentment for those with money and wealth grew. And as I got older, as I watched people driving their expensive cars, zipping around the highway, I just didn't understand why, when I worked so hard, was I not getting the money I felt I deserved. Now, in my 20s and 30s, that resentment really became rooted in my subconscious and where I didn't really feel it outwardly anymore. My actions clearly showed and expressed it as there's always the shake of my head or a frown of the face when I saw people with wealth or watched TV shows like The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. The media definitely did not help us growing up because anytime there was a business fraud or hearing of any business taking advantage of the poor or just taking advantage of people, it just fueled like my anti-wealth fire. For those that have read about my blogs, you'll know that I'm a person who loves logistics. I need to know how things work. And I think what was really bothering me was how are they able to do this when I cannot? It made me feel like a failure that I could not provide for my family as well as others could. And every time I saw someone with wealth, it just put me in a really dark place. I was also someone who really didn't think rich people had burdens as I did. It's pretty difficult to admit this looking back. I feel I should have known better, but yeah, I'm just giving you my exposed roots to the issues I had growing up. Perhaps some of you folks can relate and hopefully they learn from my mistakes through this podcast. It's sad to say, but it really was not until I was in my 40s I started to see the truth about money and wealth. It all started after I joined my current church and meeting its fellow members. They were all down to earth, all had burdens as I did, and we were all there supporting our community through service and financial support. It was and still is an amazing group of people. I'm so blessed to have them as part of my life. And one day I listened to one of my pastor's messages, and he quoted that 1 Timothy 6:10. And in my head, I'm sitting there affirming my own beliefs about money and that, yes, money is bad. Yes, oh, I know this, right? But then he paused and looked at us for a moment and asked us to read that verse again ourselves. And I did, and very arrogantly nodded to myself approvingly, looking around at everybody else saying, "Yep, I get this. Money is bad." Then he stopped again and he pointed out one phrase, love of money. Now, our church has been through several pastors, and I love all of our pastors, and this one was no different. I had a high level of respect for him, and I actually found myself frowning as he was now testing my belief because I didn't understand. He let that sink in before he clarified that it's not having money that's bad, it's having a love for money that's bad. That if we love money more than God or our family or community or anything, it's bad. And I'm pretty sure when he said those words, my jaw dropped. My mouth is probably wide open as my mind was scrambling to comprehend, as this was now shaking a belief I've had since childhood. And I can see myself thinking, wait, having money is not bad? You know, and he continued, right? His message went into a lot more detail around, you know, if you love money, what happens, right? And you lose the power of giving and the ability to be the person God wants us all to be, to give like he has always done and to follow in his example. He started having us think, and then he took it further about, now, what would happen if all Christians were wealthy? Could we help? You know, what lives could we impact? We could change the world. Suffice it to say, that one message absolutely changed that paradigm about taking care of others, about giving with an open heart, about helping others that share the same burdens I have. All of these reasons are why I've not only started my own business, but now I'm here wanting to help others who are perhaps struggling. Since then, I now give weekly to my church. I'm working on not focusing on how much money I earn, but the lives I can impact with it. Yes, I do focus first on my family and loved ones in my church, but I definitely also I'm starting to take care of those that serve others as much as I can. So here I am, a flawed Christian, still full of burdens, but in this blog and podcast, trying to be as honest as I can. And perhaps, again, some of you that are listening to this can have my own epiphanies. You know, I pray that this message finds those in need of support and perhaps guidance. I'm not saying I have all the answers as I'm just starting my adventure with my online business, but I feel I'm on the right path. I've aligned myself with the best affiliate training in the world. And with my next blog, I will tell you why I'm starting as an affiliate marketer versus any other type of online business. There are some key reasons for that. If you want to start the same way I did, then you can click on the link in my podcast profile. And it's an amazing journey that will open up many doors with Legendary. Now, they are absolutely, you know, rated the number one affiliate marketer. They have an amazing training program and will help you every step of the way. But what a subgroup of us have done is a guy named Rob, a friend of mine, he has started a subgroup called the Affiliate Army. And once you start with Legendary, you can message me and I'll bring you into that group. I think right now we're at least 100 people. Maybe 142 members right now, and he breaks us off into small subgroups. So there's a small, we're called the Pioneers, and there's seven of us, right? And the whole group helps each other, but our subgroup is really the ones that you know, I throw my funnels at. I ask questions to. We meet on Zoom meetings a couple times a week. It's becoming a close-knit group. So once you also follow that, we will also bring you into that group that will continue to help you grow and learn. It's just a great group of people. So I hope you enjoyed today's blog. If you have any questions, please always feel free to reach out. And peace and God bless.